Welcome back. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Glad that you joined us today. Hey, Martin, how are you doing?
It's another great day at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Scott.
Great. Well, you know, we've been talking about detox and that sort of stuff. And this past weekend, Martin, I think I was detoxing because my head was kind of spinning. I felt like I was out on Pluto. I didn't like feel sick, like I had a flu or something, but I could tell I was just really off.
Yeah.
And it was really actually kind of a funny sensation. I couldn't concentrate the way I normally concentrate.
You know, Scott, people describe this feeling as spaciness and sense of unreality.
That's exactly what it was like. And it was really hard to kind of focus and concentrate on anything. We had talked over the weekend and took your advice. I took it easy and just
That's what you need.
Kept on going.
Can you imagine that this is how people who suffer from chronic fatigue and candida infection, that's what they feel like all the time?
Oh, boy, that's terrible.
Now you probably have some empathy for the folks who say, I have had candida for 10 years and I'm at the end of my rope.
Well, I'll tell you, if I felt like that for 2 weeks, I'd be at the end of my rope.
Yes. So anyway, so this is what happens to people who suffer from auto-intoxication. Self-pollution. When the body is unable to get rid of the toxins that are running around in the blood, that's how it affects your thinking. It's just awful.
Now, do those toxins also get in the lymphatic system?
That's where they start, actually.
That's where they start. Because we had talked last time about the lymphatic system and how you've got to move around to kind of get it working.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, here's what happens. You actually took some herbal preparations to cleanse your colon, right?
That's right.
So what happens there is things that have been set aside and parked in this undigested, putrefied, sorry to be so literal, bits of stuff that are sitting in parked little places inside your colon. They have become stirred up. They have become reliquefied. And as your body extracts water for its internal needs from the colon, this material was coming with it, and these are the toxins that you loosened up.
Right.
So they were actually running in your blood. The next stage, what happens is, as the body tries to get rid of them, if the filtering capacity of your liver and kidneys is overwhelmed, the only place it can go is in your lymphatic system. So that's where it ended up.
And that's where it ended up. So, yeah, I made sure I went for walks and I sort of moved around because, as we talked before, if you just sort of sit, it all just sits because there's no pump for the lymphatic system. Yeah, and I found that really helped.
Absolutely. Actually. Yeah. Exercise helps. And, of course, taking foods rich in fiber. You know, of course, something like porridge from oatmeal or taking psyllium husk or any such high fiber type of foods.
Right.
Helps mop it up.
Then that's part of the cleanse that I'm doing. Has a lot of fiber in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to, you know, kind of share these things, because if our listeners end up doing a cleanse or doing something, and that sort of they have that same sort of experience, then they know, you know, well, this is what they said would probably happen in a couple of days, it'll go away or whatever, which is a lot better than just being kind of surprised by it.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
which is what happened to me.
Yeah, isn't it sad that the package that you bought didn't really warn you strong enough that if you push your body hard and fast enough, you're going to end up in this cleanse detox reaction, huh?
Right. Well, and I think probably even if it did, I don't know that I would have read it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're men. We don't read manuals.
It said, take this twice a day and do this and do this and do this. And that's about all I read, I think.
Oh, Lord.
So it may have actually said that, Martin.
Okay. Well, this tells you what good the disclaimers are on any place, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, like the cigarette disclaimers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the black box on a package. People just simply tune it out.
That's right.
Oh,
dear.
That's
right. So what are some other ways that we could detox the body?
Well, here's an interesting one. On our website, we talk about brine therapy. Brine as in B-R-I-N-E. Brine is a solution of salt. And I think I'm going to have to step back further and take it from a broader perspective. You know, salt is a very much discussed and maligned topic that the mainstream medicine has made into a scapegoat because they're saying, oh, too much sodium, it's going to raise your blood pressure and you're going to be in so much trouble and don't take salt and all of that.
Right.
And
right.
They're actually right about that because refined salt, which is what you find in grocery stores, is bad for you. In the same way as refined sugar is bad for you and refined bleached flour is bad for you and anything else that you take apart in an industrial process is not good for you.
Right.
Natural salt is rich in other minerals, not just sodium chloride, and it also is different in a physical structural way. So Life Enthusiast Co-op offers Himalayan crystal salt, which we think is probably the best salt available on the planet. That salt has crystallized 250 million years ago from the ancient ocean that the trilobites were swimming in. So
wow.
It's very pristine. Actually, I think of it much like, you know, the amniotic fluid of the life. If you can think of it that way back then, the ocean was the womb of the planet, and from it, all life sprang forward.
That's true.
So anyway, that amniotic fluid dried up in some shallow lakes or shallow bays. And then later, when the Indian plate shoved itself under the Asian plate, the Himalayas rose about 250 million years ago. This salt got piled on with lots of rocks and compressed, and it solidified and turned itself into this beautiful pink crystals. So anyway, so we have this salt hand-mined, carefully extracted from the ground. We have a process where we take it apart without the use of explosives, hand wash it in brine and dry it in the tropical sunlight, and then bring it here to North America to sell to our customers. So this is this beautiful, wonderful, energy-rich salt. And you would take these beautiful pink crystals and dissolve them in water and turn them into brine, okay. Concentrated, saturated brine. Here comes the medicine, or the, I guess I shouldn't call it that, but it's a cure. You would take a teaspoon, 5 milliliters, of this saturated brine in a glass of water every morning.
Okay.
If you were to take about 10 to 15 times as much, like 1.5 quarts of this brine, which would mean about 6 glasses of it, drank in quick succession, you would give yourself a full intestinal and colon cleanse. You would, of course, need to spend the next hour or two near a toilet because everything that's inside of you will be flushed out and pushed out of you. So that's the cheapest and most, how should I call it, economical and traditional cleanse. This has been done since time immemorial. East Indian folks have been doing it for the longest time. This is a yogic practice, you know. So anyway, I think I'm getting all sidetracked in 7 different ways here. Anyway, what I want to say is this. Natural salt provides your body with required minerals. The natural salt gives your body the ability to nourish the cells with the minerals, creating the electrolytes that they need to function correctly.
And those electrolytes are really important, aren't they?
That's right. Because all of your nerve impulses and all cellular function is working on electrolytic changes. There's one called the sodium pump, which is sodium on one side, potassium on the other. And that's the pump that moves nutrients and toxins in and out of cells. And there's the other one we probably talked about 3 or 4 podcasts ago, the magnesium-calcium balance, which controls the fight-flight versus immune rebuilding, the autonomous nervous system. So yes, minerals much needed, and sodium is totally required. In fact, I was just reading in a newspaper not long ago that there was a contest for people to win a Wii PlayStation. What is that company called? I'm not into gaming, so I don't remember the brands. But somewhere in Texas, a young mother of 3, 28-year-old woman, took part in a contest where these people were drinking pint-size bottles of water. They were given a pint of water every 15 minutes and kept going, holding on until they could no longer hold and had to go to the washroom.
Okay.
Well, anyway, she died the next morning because she drank too much water and upset her internal sodium-potassium balance, and there she was, gone. In fact, that's how you kill the prisoners with the sodium pentothal injection. You upset their sodium-potassium balance and their heart stops beating. It actually goes into fibrillation and kills you.
Wow. So those electrolytes are absolutely crucial for life and for a healthy life.
Absolutely. I'm just remembering another story of a marathon runner who hydrated herself so well that at the end of the Boston Marathon, she collapsed and died. So drinking a lot of water without resupplying sodium is lethal, or can be anyway.
Right, because it's not just the water, it's the level of everything in relation to the water.
That's correct. It's the minerals. And of course, as you sweat, you're getting rid of a lot of sodium and you need to resupply it. So all people who are in serious training or exercise regularly with bringing their sweat rate up should definitely take sodium. Well, natural salt, what they should take.
Right.
We actually did an experiment and offered Himalayan salt brine to marathon runners. And folks were reported back as having a much improved recovery rate from their training.
Hmm.
Much better than drinking Gatorade.
And that's of course what Gatorade advertises, right? Is you need the electrolytes and you need the salts.
That's right. But unfortunately, they load you up with cheap sugars, you know, lots of cheap glucose, which spikes your insulin rate and causes all kinds of trouble further on. The Gatorade is one of the bad things on the planet, I tell you.
So you talked about crystal salt for like drinking.
That's right.
I noticed there's also a Himalayan crystal salt bath. Can you tell us a little bit about how that would affect someone?
Well, you know, we're talking about amniotic fluid again.
Mm-hmm.
When a baby is in the womb, it's the amniotic fluid is about the salinity of your tears, 0.9% solution of saline, of salt. So if we want to create an environment like that, it's number one is extremely soothing emotionally and physically. And number two, it actually helps draw toxins out in the same way as we discussed earlier on. So what you need to do is be brave and willing enough to spend a whole $20 on a single bath.
Okay.
Take the whole kilo, 2.2 pounds of the salt and throw it in the bathtub and dissolve it and spend half an hour in the hot water there. You need to create a solution that's salty enough, you know, 0.9% or 1% solution. When you do that, you are getting the full benefit. If you're just trifling with it, it doesn't quite have the benefit. There's this critical mass problem. So a lot of people are doing it wrong. They think, oh my gosh, this is expensive stuff. And so they try and make it last and split it in four or six ways. But they would do themselves a greater favor if they thought, okay, I'll do this once. I'll take the whole kilo and put it in the tub. Here we go.
Well, and I know there's lots of spas that have things like mud baths and stuff. And that costs a lot more than $20 to spend a day at a spa and have a mud bath wrapped around you, right?
So, true enough.
You know, so you really have to remember what you're comparing it to. That seems to me like a pretty cheap home spa.
Yes. I'm sure glad I have you here for proper perspective.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think of buying a pound of salt at the store for, you know, $2 compared to, you know, $20 for the crystal salt, I mean, you could say, ooh, that's expensive. On the other hand, if you look at what you're going to use it for compared to what it would cost, you know, say at a spa, then it's cheap, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, folks, you heard it here. It's cheap.
That's right. Inexpensive. High quality, right?
Absolutely. It is really, honestly, I must tell you, this is the high-grade stuff. This stuff works. The stories that we have on the website are from real users. The praises that people sing about this method, well, it's significant. Honestly, indulge yourselves.
Yeah, you deserve it. So that's a trick. Get the bath salt, pour it into the bath, sit in it for half an hour. You'll be amazed at improvement in your physical and spiritual and emotional feelings.
Absolutely. It's about equivalent to a 3-day fast. Imagine the amount of cleansing that you can do in half an hour. And it's
right.
Only $20.
I noticed also that we've got a crystal salt tea light.
Oh, the tea lights.
And the lamp.
Okay. You know, the crystal salts are really, crystal salt lamp are really beautiful items. They are decorative. They provide a very pleasant environment. One nice side benefit of the heated salt is that it generates negative ions. Negative ions is the ions that you experience in a forest or by the beach.
After a rain?
After a rain, yes.
That's
so,
a good feeling in the air.
Yeah, so, you know, typically, you know, the indoor air typically has the density of about 100 ions per cubic centimeter, whereas in the forest, there's like 2,000 ions. That makes a big difference. Indoor spaces really need to be refreshed. You can do that with ionizers, but you can also do it with a natural means. Get yourself a Himalayan crystal salt lamp. You have a beautiful craftsmanship, pretty picture, and benefits to boot.
Oh, I've had one for probably a couple of years now in my bedroom, and I have it on all day. I don't have it on all night because it would be hard to sleep, but I just love the feeling when I'm in my bedroom and I get a good night's sleep and the room feels wonderful.
That's exactly the point. It's great.
So there's a lot of different ways that you can use this Himalayan crystal salt.
Yeah, we have a couple of other applications. We have the peeling, which is also known as the salt scrubs. It's a mixture of finely ground salt with Ayurvedic oil, and that is used on scrubbing and exfoliating skin, especially on places like heels and knees and elbows. But, you know, any other part of the body will exfoliate beautifully. And the oils are really very restorative to the human tissue. And then we have this other item we call the peloid, and that's a black illit paste. It's from the bottom of the salt mine, and it's very, 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 very fine black powder that we mix with the salt, and that thing pulls toxins out of the skin. People who have oily skin, acne, and other plugged pores and clogged skin pores, they benefit from it phenomenally. So yeah, it's recommended for two applications like that.
Well, it sounds like a whole new world for me anyway,
Martin. Well, you know, natural salt, Scott, is an awesomely important object or item. People who have maybe gotten the idea that refined sugar is bad for them, you know, the health-aware people that are probably listening to this podcast, they will say, oh, yeah, of course I know that I'm not supposed to take refined sugar. But they don't know that refined salt is doing just as much damage to them, and taking natural salt will improve their life tremendously. So, folks, we have the food-grade salt fine grind for your table salt use, and in coarse grind, which you could put in salt mills, and in big pieces, which are used for the brine therapy. And that's the most benefit you can get out of that.
Okay, thank you, Martin, for sharing that information about the crystal salts. It was new for me, and I'm sure it was new for a lot of our listeners. If you'd like to listen to some of our previous podcasts, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and they're all there for you. Leave a comment or a question. Let us know what you thought about the podcast. We really appreciate the feedback everybody's been giving us. If you want to know more about the Himalayan crystal salt products, head over to life-enthusiast.com to be able to find out all about them there. There's lots of articles and way more information there for you to read. And Martin, thank you very much for sharing time out of your busy day with me and our listeners. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I love doing it.
So this is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and the planet. See you next time.
Goodbye.